Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. This is Thursday, August 14, 2014. Welcome to our women's segment, Women's Roundtable. Asihluzeni bomama. Ngatikurukurei madzimai. Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu. Asihluzeni bomama. Tinogamushirai muchirongwa chedu. Ngatikurukurei madzimai. Zita rangu ndine Praxedes Jeremiah.
And I am Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
For those that have just joined us, this is Women's Roundtable. Asihluzeni bomama. Ngatikurukurei madzimai. And today we are focusing on the plight of women in the diaspora, which includes these problems, how to get proper documentation in foreign land, the initial splitting of families, some to be reunited or never to be reunited at all, and some women being forced to send unaccompanied minors or babies home so as to cope with work, school, and family.
Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa matambudziko kana zvipingaidzo zviri kutarisana nemadzimai ari mudiaspora kunyangwe vari muZimbabwe apo vanosiiwa nemhuri vangave vari kuSouth Africa, vangave vari kuUnited Kingdom, vangave vari kuAsia kana kuno kuAmerica, kwese pasi rose kuti zviri kukanganisa sei mhuri kumagariro netsika dzevanhu munyika.
Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu siphatha udaba lwenhlupho ezibhekane labesifazane, ezibhekane labomama abasemazweni kudiaspora. Kungaba kuseSouth Africa, kungaba kuseUnited Kingdom, kungaba kuseAustralia, eNew Zealand, loba khonapha eMelika. Ikakhulu sikhangele ukwehlukaniswa kwemuli, umama ekwelinye ilizwe, ubaba ekwelinye ilizwe, abantwana bekwelinye ilizwe. Ngaka ngaba lesikhathi sokuthi ngaba lemuli in three continents.
Yes, and to join our discussion, we are calling, especially the women, please call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And don't forget, you can also catch us on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and also in Ndebele at www.voandebele.com.
I am also announcing that the Zimbabwean Special Dispensation Permit will kick off as of the 1st of January 2015 until the 31st December 2017. Any Zimbabwean national who wishes after the ZSP to stay further in South Africa must now go back to Zimbabwe, to the country of origin, apply for a normal visa on the basis of which they can then return to South Africa. This special permit is provided for in terms of Section 32B that the minister may, under special circumstances, announce a permit of this nature. And it entitles the holders to work, to study, to conduct business. The requirements for qualification are evidence of work, of study, of business, and a clear criminal record.
Yes, siyabonga okwenzakale namhlanje, ikakhulu ukurenewa ama permit. Lokuthi abantu abasokuya renewa eZimbabwe. Besikhaliswa ukuthi abantu izimali ezingaka bazosithatha kuphezo ukuthi baye renewa eZimbabwe. Siyakubonga lokho ukuthi sekujinjile sebeza renewa la. Njalo sesicela abantu bakithi babe lama passport. Owalahle passport kufika mhla ka 1 kabe layo.
Welcome again to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable. Ngati kurukurei madzimai. Tonight we are focusing on the plight of women in the diaspora and even in Zimbabwe, because we have men that have left some women in the diaspora too, which is now Zimbabwe. We are looking at things like documentation, separation of families, and just the general breakdown of family structure because of the separation of the families. To you, PJ.
Namhlanje njengokutsho kwethu siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu kulabo abasanda kusixhuma. Sikhuluma ngenhlupho ezibhekane labomama abakudiaspora asebehlukene lemuli zabo. Lamhlanje uhlelo njoba nalike lezwa lapho umphathi ntambo umbe ngithi isiphathamandla sikahulumende kwele South Africa lapho ubekhuluma nge-documentation ingwalo eziphiwe abantwana baseZimbabwe abase South Africa. Unkosikazi Joyce Dube la elimzwile ekhuluma ngokuthi eqonqosela ukuthi libe lengwalo ziphi. Ikho ke namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sikhuluma konke khona lokho siza kuxhibanisa kube khona kuhlelo lwethu. Our guest today, we have Mrs. Joyce Dube, who is the founder member of Southern African Women's Institute for Migration Affairs, SAWIMA. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo unkosikazi.
Ngiyabonga.
Mhm. We also have Sipatisiwe Dube of the who is the gender officer with the Solidarity Peace Trust. Welcome to the program, Sipatisiwe.
Thank you.
Mhm. Ndivo vatina vo muchirongwa nasi Marvelous.
Ndombo tsangana muzvare Sipatisiwe mukatitsana nguru kuti muri kuzviona zvakamira sei dambudziko iri kusangana nemadzi mai nyanya imomo mu South Africa mamuri.
Mu South Africa matiri madzimai ari kusangana nezvakasiyana siyana.
Mhm.
Zvikuru kwazvo madzimai anosangana nezvakawanda kubva pavanenge vachibva kumusha. Pavanenge vachifamba nenzira dzisingabvumidzwi. Vachinyeperwa nevanonzi vana malaisha. Kunzi kune mabasa ari ku South Africa. Vamwe vacho vanonyeperwa nevamwe vanhu vavanenge vachiziva kubva kumusha dziri hama dzavo. Vachivaudza kuti kuSouth Africa kune mabasa kana masvika kumuchagara zvakanaka. Vopedza vofambiswa nemusango mo vodarikiswa nemurwizi muna Limpopo. Mukati imomo muna Limpopo kune vanhu vanozviita vanobatsira vanhu kuti vavayambukise zvisiri pamutemo.
Mm-hmm.
Asi vanhu ivavo pavanozodzoka va mukati mesango vanodzoka vovarepa madzimai iwayo. Saka madzimai mazhinji atinosangana nawo anotaura kuti akamborepwa kairi kana katatu. Vosvika kuSouth Africa votya kana kutaura kuti takarepwa.
Mm-hmm.
Kozi vanenge vachifunga kuti pamwe vachadhipotwa nekuti hazvibvumidzwi zvavanenge vaita.
Saka sangano tombo kubata imuromo ipapo sangano renyu rinobatsira sei kune madzimai angange akatarisana nematambudziko iwaya.
Isusu se Solidarity Peace Trust tine program yatinoti rehabilitation and empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Pa rehabilitation and empowerment tinogara nemadzimai pasi nekuti hazvisi nyore kuti munhu angotanga kutaurira munhu asingazive story yake.
Mm-hmm.
Vamwe vacho vanotaura kuti vazhinji vakavabvunza mastories avo havasi kuziva kuti vaimaisa kupi mastori iwayo.
Mm-hmm.
Saka isusu tine programu yedu yekusona yekugadzira ajewelary nemabhidzi.
Mm-hmm.
Saka patinogara pasi tinogara navo pasi totaurirana tinovavinga kwavanenge vari togara navo pasi totaura navo tichisona mabhidzi tinongovaudza kuti tiri kuya kuzosona mabhidzi.
Mm-hmm.
Pavanotijaira kuti tiri vanhu vanotaura navo vanoguma senge kwandinoshandira vanotonditi tete.
Mm-hmm.
Vamwe mukoma vandaishanda navo vanotonzi sekuru.
Mm-hmm.
Tikasvika ipapo vanenge tichingotaura nyaya tichisona. Asi isusu aim yedu haisi yekuti tivadzidzise kusona chete. Aim yedu ndeyekuti vagone kutaura past traumatic experiences avainawo vasina munhu anovajaja.
Mm-hmm.
Aim yedu ndeyekucreata environment iri conducive yekuti vanogona kutaura zvinhu zvavo pasina munhu anozovati iwe waimboendepi kana kuti iwe waiti uri kuitei. Tichiva tinovateerera tichivapa nzeve kusvikira panguva yekuti vanozodura zvese zvakaitika.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there totanga kuvaita counseling.
Aiwa tombo kubatai muromo ipapo tinenge tine mutereri wedu wekutanga PJ. I think we have our listener, but before we go there, I'll just summarize what Ms. Dube was saying. She was highlighting some of the issues that are facing women that actually are transiting from Zimbabwe to South Africa. She says most of the women have been raped and they have been lied to that they will get jobs once they're in South Africa. They've had their money stolen by people that promised them a rosy future in South Africa, only to find out that it does not exist.
Not so rosy.
Yes, it's not so rosy. So she says her organization is working with some of these women to rehabilitate them and get them back into society.
Silomlaleli lapha unkosazana Thambelisiwe. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Oh, unkosazana Thambelisiwe.
Oh, unkosazana.
Thambelisiwe yebo.
Yeah, linjani mama?
Ngiyaphila ninjani?
Lihlangana lazo inhlupho lina elivela eZimbabwe eselathuthela eSouth Africa. Yiziphi inhlupho wena osuzibonile kumbe odibane lazo wena ngokwakho?
Mina ngokwami angathi khona hluphe engisenge ngahlangana nalo, but banenge engibaziyo abahlangane nenhlupho. Ikakhulu abomama abachiwa besemakhaya ngabomkabo. Mase bethi ngoba mabe bachiya emakhaya babachiya bengela maphepha ukuthi bakhona ukuthi balandele. Then kusuka kuba force ukuthi balandele bengela maphepha. And ekuchapheni bachatshiswa ngasemfuleni kuLimpopo. Ngiya remember ukuthi ngomnye umnyaka ngathi ngisengikhothile kwafika omnye umama wayelandela umkakhe, wayethunyelwa imali. But uthe ma efika e-border wadibana nabanye, I'm sure bamtshelayo ukuthi no, ukuthi sihambe lula singachapha ngasemfuleni and then uzosala ne-change yakho. And lumama babemthathele yonke into, impahla, bamrepha njalo. And engaselayo imali ukuthi aqhubekele ngaphambili. Okwasokusele ukuthi aye report emapholiseni kwakuba yinkinga futhi kuye ngoba akala maphepha.
Yeah.
And ukuthi aqhubekele phambili, ngiya remember ukuthi omunye othawutha kuma taxis wazama ukufonela umyeni wakhe. And umyeni wakhe kwamcasula ngoba wayemnikeza imali ukuthi acrosse ngaphezulu bezombhadalisa imali. And then kube khona futhi abantwana abachiyayo esigangeni.
Yeah.
Xa bekhosa omama. Yeah, bakhona abanye abahamba nabantwana ngoba bathi uma bangachapha umfula basuka bakhathale. And then by the time bethi mhlawumbe basaphumula, mhlawumbe uqhamuka amasotsha, and then babaleke bachiya abantwana. Ngisacabanga ukuthi kukhona omnye umama okuthiwa wachiya umntwana ngoba wapha ngokuphakama nje wabaleka wachiya umntwana. You can imagine into ezinye zolezo ukuthi noma siqhubekela ngaphambili umntwana uhlenaye.
Usukrosa khona lapho umntwana abulakho ukucwila.
Ulakho ukukhona futhi omnye umama okuthiwa yena bathi becrosa, I think kuthiwa bacrosa bebambene. And it's actually even an abuse ukuthi ngoba bachapha kuthiwa bachapha bengagqokanga. So bathi becrosa omnye umama wathathwa ngamanzi. So owaye bacrosisa wayethwele umntwana emahlombe akhe. And then bathe bese bechaphile ebuza ukuthi umama womntwana, bathi umama womntwana uthethwe ngamanzi. So wathi yena umntwana uzomthatha wamphothela la emanzini. And then
hayi, siyabonga nkosikazi, wothi sibidedele kwabanye. Uthi wena-ke ukhuthaza ukuthi kukwenziweni, yiluphi uncedo olungaphiwa omama bona laba ababedibane le nhlupho?
Uncedo olungaba khona, it's very difficult, especially lapha eSouth Africa. Angikazengizwe like ama-organizations okuthiwa bancedisana labo mama. And especially ma uyi-foreigner, once wayehlelwa luhlupho olunjalo, kuba nzima futhi ukuthi uvele mgceke. Kanengi uvela mgceke ebantwini abakwaziyo, but not abangakwaziyo, ngoba awazi ukuthi omtshelayo uzotshela amapholisa nabakubambe. Kusuka futhi bakwenze kube yimfihlo futhi kubo. Although behlukunyeziwe, yeah.
Okay. Hayi, siyabonga nkosikazi Samukeliso.
Ngiyabonga nami.
Kulungile. What basically Mrs. Amukeliso was saying is the same thing that Ms. Dube was saying, that they encounter those problems even when crossing from Zimbabwe to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They have the instances of rape. They also have instances of abuse, because mm-hmm. when they are crossing over in the river, they are not supposed to be wearing anything, you can imagine.
Mm.
And some people even cross with babies. And she was narrating a situation where this mother had brought her child, mm-hmm. her baby. So the man that was helping them to cross the river Limpopo
mm-hmm.
was holding the baby on his shoulders.
Yes.
And then apparently the woman slipped, because they cross holding hands
mm-hmm.
in a line.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the woman just slipped and fell into the river.
Mm-hmm.
So when they crossed over, the man asked, "Who is the mother of this baby?"
Yes.
And some people told him that the mother is slipped and drowned in the river. And what did he do? He threw the baby into the river as well, which is such so tragic.
On that tragic note, we have a listener, Makiso Ndlovu. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Mama?
I'm all right.
Good. Can you tell us your experience? I think you're in South Africa. What you've been seeing as a woman living in South Africa?
Can I speak in English or in Ndebele or whatever the language?
Yeah, you can speak in English. It's okay. Then we'll go to Ndebele.
Okay. Oh, even in Ndebele, I can speak. Eh?
Yes, you can go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. In like every problem, any one I like, you go mama and it. Like let's say. Like in the Tiako, Ishala Lama, Mugakushala Lama, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Semakaya, like in the Tiako, Mugakushala is cut a city, Ela, and it. I shall discard the city, La, on Sekaya, from Tabanyamanyama to Dasha, is cut a silla before it's cut a city, long time when Engaboy, Makaya, and it. Ulabantwana maybe 3-4 abantwana abayesikolweni uthola ukuthi omunye umuntu akawazi ukusendela imali for abantu abakho ukuthi baze ukuthi for abantu abakho, and then uyasela ukuthi abantu abakho uzobanikezani, and then ugcine like uphele lo mshado uyakhona ukuphelela uphelelwa umshado ngoba usemakhaya and ndidi yakho ilani eSouth Africa.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu wamasiko.
Okay.
Yebo. Miss Ndlovu was just narrating an experience that occurs between married people,
mm-hmm.
especially those women that are left in Zimbabwe. Sometimes they never come to rejoin their husbands in South Africa.
Yes.
Mm. And she's left with kids. By the time she rejoins her husband, sometimes they're no longer bond.
Mm-hmm.
There's some separation issues, some detachment issues, and so on. That's what basically she was talking about. But at the same time, before you call in, before you talk to your caller, I would like to introduce Ms. Joyce Dube, of the Southern African Women's Institute for Migration Affairs, SAWIMA. Abantu abaningi bakwazi njengogogo Joyce Dube ngoba usubancede kakhulu.
Yes, kungenza ngibe seduze kwabantu, igama leli laqala ecrash.
Yeah.
So ngangisenzela ukuba seduze kwabantwana and namanje sengingugogo.
Sengugogo. Inxeba baluphazisa, bayakuluphazisa.
Yabandiphazisa ngizagijima izitarada zejobhek.
Sichaziseleke ukuthi yini yikuphi-ke osudibane lakho okuvame ukuhlangana labesifazane abaseZimbabwe abase-South Africa okwamanje.
Ye, mina lapha I have two types of women.
Yes.
Ama-professionals nama-non-professionals.
My professionals, they plan to come to go to a country.
Mm-hmm.
They save money, and their life will be much easier than unprofessionals.
Mm-hmm.
Then ama unprofessionals vele ase asuke ehlupheka khona le eZimbabwe. Abanye abala ma passport. EZimbabwe i passport is ngathi asset something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But abanye bakhona abangelawo. Umuntu jobana nje usiphathisiwe echilo. Bathe basuke behlupheka khona le beze bazocross border baze bazofika. Kanti ama professionals ayahamba very easy. Baze bayefika la bafika khona. Then bese kufithi ama professionals lapha eSouth Africa maningi, they go to Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And the life is much better because they have money, they saved.
Mm-hmm.
Then bese kufithi laba abaningi ibe sibathola begcwele la uminyene khona eJoburg.
EJoburg.
Kulapho sokuqalisa khona ubunzima. Njengoba ngeke mbuyele kulokho abashileyo ama-rate, vele ba-rate besuka khona le kaya baze bazofika la.
Yeah.
Ma sebefika la ukuthola umsebenzi kuba nzima. Nakho umsebenzi wakhona bawuthenga ngomzimba. Eminye bayithenga ngomzimba. Emafletini ama-landlords abathwalise nzima. Namhla bengisebenza i-case ka-landlord, umntwana ubhadele more than 10,000, but there is no electricity.
Oh.
There is nothing. Yes, but just because she is a woman.
Wathi ngubambe umlomo khona lapho siyaqhakathekisa kakhulu ama callers ngoba siyabe singafuna ukuthi airtime yabo iphele, kodwa ngicela ubambe ecingweni khona lapho size siyegqiba uhlelo.
Okay, ngibambile.
Marvelous.
PJ Iwana sichirongwa chinenge chine mapisha pisha tena sisi nozipo makadi sisi nozipo.
Kipe makadiyo.
Sisi nozipo tipewo maonero enyu nyaya iri mudariro ii. Ye, shuriku itika kumadzimai kunyika dziri kunze kwe Zimbabwe. Kunyangwe imomo Zimbabwe vakasi wanava na baba chenda kunoshava.
Okay, inina angu ndichanyo taura saidi nenyo ndibata zvakanyanya. Remadzimai ari kushungurudzika. Nekuda kwe apart from their partners. Nenya ye diaspora ya neta ii. Tikona ma marriages mazhinji ari kuputsika. Zvekuti beno yanga uri kuti vanhu vanenge vakabatana zvinhu zvingadai zvakareruka. Hazvaitisa kare zvekuti ma marriages aiteka long. You find kuti nenyaya yenhamo yatiita kuti vamwe vakurose vamwe vasare kumusha. Vamwe varume vanoti kana vakurosawo vanonokanganawo mhuri dzavo. Pavanokanganawo mhuri dzavo vanonosanganawo nemiedzo nekuti vanenge zvekutokanganwa mhuri kwavanenge vari ikoko. And then the same time womadzimai anenge ane ari padesperate yekuti anoda kuchengeta mhuri kwaari ikoko. Pamwe baba havachatumiri, saka anotofosewa. Kundo zvamakuona uno kudhara zvinhu zvairema kuti ufainde kuti vakadzi vanochita. Tiri kuona kuti it's now a norm kana kuti zvatova common kuvanhukadzi. Nekuti they are cheating not because they want, but because vari kuposewa nemasituations ekuti akatarira vana. Pamwe zvinhu zvakamuomera, mari dzacho hadzisi kumukwanira. Ndozvamunozoona kwanzi munhu akabaiwa akabatwa nechikomba. Saka muri kuona futi rate yekuurayana iri kunyanya kuwanda, especially kudiaspora. It's because of makure kure makure. Ndozvimwe zviri kukonzera futi. Tichitarisawo, tiri kutarisa futi mamasituations ekuti vana vadiki vari kukurumidza kuroorwa. Futi ndingatoti kutizira, not because they want, but they are forced. Kana ava mujoni, anouya akapromiswa heaven and earth. Kuda nehama dzinenge dzamuza kuti kujoni zviri kufaya, but paanouya anoona a different picture. Kuna vana vari kuita unzenza, vana vadiki diki munzvimbo mukati meJobe kunana hibro. Nekuti unotoona mwana mudiki ari kutofamba akashama achitotengesa muviri. Zviri kuburikidza nenyaya iyoyo yekuti kunze kukuka kwakaoma akuti nyore pano vamwe vakagara havo zvakanaka hatidi kuti titi everything zvakashata but kunyanya kuna vava vane vanga vakaomerwa ifaini kuti akungozvipira kungoti chero angowana murume angomupa 20 rand achitengesa mumbiri wavo zvinoreva kuti izvoni even chirwere cheHIV tiri kuramba chichiwedzera through that kuvana vechidiki.
Aiwa, sino zipo, tinokutendai. Tinokutendai nekutipa zvamuri kuona ikoko. Tomboenda zvekune mumwe mutereri wedu, Mai Muzodziwa. Makadi Mai Muzodziwa? Ehe, taurai enyu maonero enyu nyaya iri mudariro iyi.
Ndine yakaoma nekuti munozviva kuti mai unenge uripaisezvinyemba.
Alo mama, alo foni yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika zvakanaka. Dai mamboti fambei fambei pamuri ipapo. Ehe, netiweki yacho haisi kunyatsonzwika zvakanaka. Alo mama, tichakufonerai. Regai timbodzokera zvedu kuna Mai Dube.
Mrs. Dube. Can you continue with what you were telling us, that these are the problems that we have, those professional women as well as the those with non-professions?
I want to talk more about the non-profession.
You're okay.
Professionals, because yibo abahlupheka kakhulu. I-documentation. The professionals, because they have money, they get away with a lot of things. They can buy permits, they can do this and that. But these poor women
from the rural areas.
A long time ago, you found out that everyone was lying to say, I am an asylum seeker. I want a refugee status. Until we had to appeal with the government for these permits, for amnesty for Zimbabweans, because everyone was lying that I'm a refugee, I'm seeking asylum. So documentation, it's very difficult for these women. Long queues, and sometimes they spend days queuing for an asylum paper. But we thank God because this has changed because of the permits.
Okay, Mai Dube, we just hold you 1 minute. Tina Mai Muzodziwa vadzoka. Makadi enyu mama.
Okay. Tofara hedu makadi enyu.
Motipo maonero enyu nguva ndoi yakuda kumhanya. Mungoti muchidimbu gagaga.
Ini ndanga ndichiti madzimai tine dambudziko rekuti tiri pakati serunyemba. Baba ndinovada, mai ndinovada. Asizve. Nemhaka yemasituations zvinogona kundimanikidza kuti ndinde kudivi rimwe rimwe richisara. Asi ini kana ndikaenda kudivi rimwe uchahwa kuti tinenge tichishoropodzwa zvikuru, kana kuti ndikagara kumba kuvana kuZimbabwe vanoti regai vazodziwa vaite zvavanoda, nekuti ndonyaya yekusiya madzimai madzibaba ari oga. Saka ndodinizve ini ndichida vana. Ndagara kuna vazodziwa kuya, ndasiya vana kumusha, mwana kungoputsa window pachikoro. Regai mwana akaregeregwa, mai vari Johni. Saka muchaona kuti masituations awa ari kutigozhera. Chinondipa kuti ini ndirege nditore nguva yakakura ndisina kuenda kuvana vangu ini mhaka yekushaya nyaya dzemapemiti. Dambudziko ramadzimai mazhinji kuti atishaya mapemiti nderekuti baba ndo vakatanga kuwana passport, vakatanga kuwana mukana wekuti vaende kuJohni, ndo vakatanga zvekuti ndikwanise kuwana mukana wekuti vaite passport, nokuti ndo baba
vanodini
vandoshavira mhuri.
Mai Muzodziwa, batai makadaro. Batai makadaro, tichataura nemi pachirongwa. Tiri kumbomira mbijana, asi rambai muri parunare. Nemi mese magesi edu, rambai muri parunare.
For all our guests, please just hold on. We are now transitioning to our web. But for now, those that have been listening on the radio, I will have to say goodbye because our time is up. But we're going to continue on the web. My name is Praxedes Jeremiah, and we are on the Women's Roundtable on Studio 7.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye, but we'll be joining you again on the internet.